Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. It's a holiday weekend Friday, too. Hope you're all set to have a lot of fun, sun, friends, family, what have you, all weekend long through Monday. Going to be a good time. I'm going to be watching Brewers baseball and watch Chelsea finish off a horrible season and, you know, chilling, relaxing, and getting ready for the Green Bay Packers to start OTAs on Tuesday. The media availability day is Wednesday, so we'll hear from Matt LaFleur next week. We'll get content from the team, some coverage from the media, all kicking off next week. But for tonight, today, there ain't a whole hell of a lot to talk about, but I didn't want to miss you guys. I know, thank you for your patience. I was absent yesterday. Back at it today to talk to you guys, Packers fans worldwide. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, don't forget, I'm going to keep reminding folks to make sure they do not miss it. Make sure you check your respective pages and get the date, save the date for the 2026 meetup happening this Packers season each and every year. It is a ton of fun. Go to your Patreon page or the Carry the G Club page here on YouTube. Make sure you get that date circled, because I don't want to hear it. You know, the season comes along and we're halfway through and then all of a sudden, when's the meetup? I didn't know what the date was. And I get all inundated with that stuff. Get it now. Circle the weekend so you know the information is on your pages. Do it, people. Not a whole lot to talk about. I hope you had the chance to check out my conversation with Billy on Carry the G Radio this week. We covered a lot of ground. One of the things that came up that hadn't really planned on talking about, but it was notable, is that Billy and I both kind of had similar reactions to the Matt LaFleur chugging a beer with the team on stage at the Luke Combs concert. A little bit of loosening up from LaFleur. I like to see it. I like to see it a lot. Oh boy, look at this. Look at this. Hold on, folks. Love it when the computer freezes up on me. Oh, look at that. Hey, we're back. Gonna have to cut around that in the podcast, but thanks for sticking with me. Good to see you all. Usually it's a microphone turned off. Yeah, right? Usually it's the audio that messes up. What's weird is I've had people call before, but it's never taken out my camera like that. New worlds, new studio, new stuff. Always a good time. Always a good time. But as I was saying, Matt LaFleur, maybe possibly loosening up just a little bit, just a tad. You like to see it. You guys know I've talked about it a couple of times over the years. I know it's something, a subject that Mark Tauscher has brought up on occasion. Just a little bit of tightness with Matt, a little bit of, you know, gotta release some of that tension in the shoulders a little bit. And I think, you know, hanging out with the guys, chugging some beers, probably a good thing, right? I think that's green shoots, as Corey likes to say. Something that we can hopefully look for more of. Not that he needs to be their friend. He's their coach. I understand it. But just loosening up a little bit, I think, will go a long way. Inside 1265, inside the locker room. You guys know, you saw those NFLPA grades. You know, it felt like there was maybe a little friction there. Last season in particular, so... good signs, green shoots. You love to see it. The other thing you love to see is the Green Bay Packers live and in person, and the best way to do that is to get your tickets through Ticket King. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use the company based right across from Lambeau Field. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video or on CheeseheadTV.com or in our app. That's what you'll want to do, folks, to see your Green Bay Packers. Also, give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop into ThetaCare Orthopedic Walking Care in Appleton, open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at thetacare.org. All right, folks, it's a ramshackle Friday. What's going on? E4 starting us off. How you doing, sir? Don't think this is outside the lines. My father went through hell in World War II, so I could have a lifetime of being a Packer fan. Enjoy the holiday. Well, that's some pretty deep thought right there, my friend, and Salute to all the veterans. No question about it. My grandpa and grandma were both involved in the war effort. So shout out. Yes, 1,000% respect for everything they gave up and sacrificed so that we can chill for Memorial Day weekend. No question about it. B. Marsh, how you doing, man? Who's the 2027 opponent that revels in A-Rod's jersey retirement? Got to be the Bears, right? He owns them. Oh, it's not even close. Yes, 1,000,000,000%, it's the Bears. I mean, perfect recent example how he is completely in their psyche for the rest of their lives is Michael Wilbon on ESPN talking about how John Elway is far superior as an athlete and quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's how badly Bears fans have been burned, scarred for life because of the beatdowns that Aaron put on them for a decade plus, right? It's just hilarious to watch, actually. But yeah, no question about it. There is no fan base that will be happier to see the back end and the end of the Aaron Rodgers 22-year reign of terror in the NFL than Bears fans, without question. Joe, how are you, sir? To me, the OTAs are mostly about the defensive backs and the wide receivers. I'm interested to hear about how Golden, Savion Williams, Cisse, and St. Juiced are being used. Yeah, I mean, there is, you know, a little info to be gained there as far as, you know, where they're fitting personnel formation-wise. But even that, always a grain of salt there. Remember, they're looking at things, trying things. That doesn't necessarily mean that they'll follow through when we get to camp. A lot of times it's mostly about getting guys on the same page, especially the young guys or new guys who have just started with the Packers program, how they operate, you know, taking what you're learning in the classroom onto the football field, or the practice field, etc. But yeah, you're not wrong. There are little hints that you can kind of glean along the way. No question about it. E4, what's up? Cool hold music, or was that just in my head? Probably both. I'd probably put both. How's that? What else we got here, folks? Well, this is random. Unboxing of a new toy is such a blast, huh? I'll never forget the day I brought my dream guitar, Gibson Les Paul. Ooh, damn, nice handle. I felt like I was high on four different drugs all at the same time for two whole days. I mean, yes, it's always wonderful to get something new in your life that you have been waiting for. But when it comes to technology, as we saw today, sometimes it can play havoc. No question about it. He probably still hates Halloween Menace if you're talking about Wilbon. Probably. I was at that game at Soldier Field. It was an outstanding night. Let me just say that. Soder, how you doing, brother? Nothing Packer happening. So most underrated Packer since, say, 1980, I lean Mark Lee. Could go Jerry Ellis here. Mark Lee was an absolute favorite of mine when I was a kid. I loved watching him play. Someone on Twitter the other day had, like, you know, date yourself by the returner that you grew up watching. And I put Phillip Epps out there. I know a lot of people have their own kind of version of that. Some of the younger fans among us view Desmond Howard that way. But Phil Epps, man, he was a ton of fun to watch. And he was, I think, a bit underrated as a player. So, but that's such a wide swath, Soder. I mean, since 1980 until now, I mean, there have been a ton of underrated dudes, guys who, you know, down in and down out, did everything the right way, produced when called upon, and maybe never got the fanfare that they deserved. I mean, look no further than Justin Perillo. I mean, you talk about underrated. All the man did was catch everything, do everything he was asked. Never got a long-term contract. Man, justice. Justice for Justin Perillo. Menace says, James Starks, the most underrated lightning rod in Packer history. He provided a spark. There's zero question about that, man. That whole run, too, because it's interesting to go back and actually, if you go back and watch those games, rewatch the playoff games, right? Because he didn't even hit the field his rookie year. That was his rookie year until late in the season. But he was very productive in that Eagles game, the wild card game, right? And then the Atlanta and Chicago games, they're not big numbers. He doesn't like take those games over, but he provides just enough in the running game to keep those defenses honest, keep them somewhat on schedule when it comes to, you know, running the football, staying out of second and third and long. But man, the way he ran in that Eagles game, that's the one. That he was just outstanding in that game. Rich Harris. Oh my gosh. Smoke signals here. I'm at Quick Trip in Wausau and I'm surrounded by Bears fans. Somebody send the SWAT team ASAP. Soder, that is 1 billion percent correct. Yes, Craig Newsome doesn't get the love. Probably not that he deserves historically from modern fandom. I think you're right. His name is rarely brought up, especially from that era's team. But yeah, he was outstanding. You know who loves and loved at the time? Craig Newsome was Corey Banky. Corey Banky had a custom-made Craig Newsome shirt that he wore like every other day back in like 95, 96, 97. He loved Craig Newsome, big time. Ooh, Michael, that's an interesting question. Oh, where did it go? There it is. What is your favorite away stadium to attend a Packer game? Random Packer, Paul Kaufman. Paul's a legend, man. What a great, great player. Favorite away stadium. I've said this before, and I've, you know, somewhat in jest, but also every joke has a kernel of truth in it. I love going to Jerry World because the Packers play so well when they're there. And if you are in the press box, if you're covering the game as a media member after the game, they have Peroni on tap. Can't beat it. It's pretty great. So, yeah, there's a lot of other really good stadiums around the league that I've been to, but that's the one that I enjoy the most so far. But I will say, going down to New Orleans this year, and I cannot wait to be at that game as a fan, not covering it, you know, media wise. I am going to be in the stands with a bunch of Saints fans watching that game. So looking forward to that. Joe, I hear what you're saying here. Is Nick Collins somehow underrated? I'm not sure people remember how important he was. The defense went straight in the tank after his career-ending injury. I think most people remember how important and how good he was. I do see him get brought up quite a bit as far as, you know, most people understand and recognize that if he doesn't get hurt, he's on the track to be not just a good to special player, but he's a potential Hall of Fame type career in the making if he doesn't get hurt. So, yeah, I don't know. I think for most fans, they understand. They get how good he was and how important he was to that defense and what a big loss it was. Because you're right, man. After he went down, they wandered in the wilderness, essentially, from that moment until Brian redid the safety room in one offseason a couple years ago, and now suddenly it's a position of strength in Green Bay for the first time in a long time. There's zero doubt about it. It's crazy to think how long that took, but you know, we were wandering the wilderness of the MD Jennings era at points there. Don't ever want to go back to that. That is for damn sure. What else we got here, folks? Menace. I don't think Ladarius Gunter gets the love he deserves. I'll see myself out. You know what? I'm going to stick up for Ladarius Gunter because all he did was, you know, overachieve. We all know he wasn't supposed to be starting in that secondary, but because of injuries, he ended up having to cover Julio Jones in an NFC Championship game, and it's all he's ever remembered for when he gave the Packers a ton of really good high-level play. It's just not remembered because burned in our collective psyche is Julio Jones going ham in the playoffs. You know, Gunter was a good player, and he, again, way, way overachieved. Sadly, he was put in a really bad position because they were so banged up at the end of that year. I'll never forget being in that stadium that night. That was not fun. That was not a good night. Hot damn. That game was the game where they ended up with a Troy Guyon playing damn left guard because of injuries for the last, I think, just one, maybe last two offensive drives. Oh, that was a rough night, man. Charlie, what's going on, man? Any idea when the new rival jerseys get released? I have not heard a thing. I believe it was kind of teased a little bit by Ed Policy in one of his columns, his website Q&A things a couple weeks or months ago. But no, I have not seen any kind of dates. I haven't seen any rumblings about it online. Now, admittedly, I don't really follow a ton of the, you know, I know there's a lot of kind of websites or online media stuff around jerseys, uniforms, what have you. It's not really my ballywick, so I don't really engage in a whole lot of it. But a lot of times, if it is Packers related, at least I'll have it retweeted into my timeline or linked to by some follower or whatever. And no, yeah, I have not seen anything, not a morsel. So we'll see. Although they're going to start, like, you know, we got our first announcement from the Packers about the 4K run that they do every year, it right before training camp. And in that email, they said, you know, camp information, family night information, that's all coming soon, quote unquote. So I have to think once that stuff starts to rumble to life, then we'll probably start to get some of this stuff about, like, the rival stuff and some other kind of information around the season. We'll be seeing it soon. Very, very soon. Just got to be patient. Joe. Oh, man. What cruel way will England hurt you this time in the World Cup? Oh, you know, it's just inevitable. As I was kind of joking with Mark Oldacres about, you know, it's what, about roughly 20 days until the World Cup kicks off again, and I am ready for England to crush my soul. Can't wait. Very excited. And I don't even want to think about the USA and how they're going to get abused. But yeah, no, that's a tradition unlike any other, and I just can't wait to get hurt again. It'll be fun. Charlie, did I watch the Boys finale? No, I have never watched a single episode of the show. And I know people love it, and I know it just ended, and I know there's a lot of conversation around it. Just haven't had the time, never checked it out. I have been watching Widow's Bay on Apple TV religiously, and this week's episode was fucking amazing. If you guys have not started Widow's Bay, I cannot recommend it enough. It is peak television. It is outstanding. Every bit of it, the acting, the writing, the direction, the look of the show, every bit of it is phenomenal. Widow's Bay. Check it out. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Thanks for sticking with me through some technical difficulties today. Hope you will be safe while you're having a ton of fun this weekend. Going to be a good time. Going to watch the Brewers beat up on the Dodgers. I will be back on Monday. I will have a stream on Monday, not taking Monday off. So I will see you then. Have a great weekend. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.